Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Nicki Rich Show. 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 5 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, with the flip, yo. Bringing all the latest vibes.
Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. And we are getting it in tonight. We got a special treat for you guys. And we are so excited. Right now, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to get into the show with our special guest for tonight.
This is Dan Brown, the barber, representing BarberLight.com, that Team Exotics, Exodus Barbershop. Get a cut, get a cut. And I'm letting you know, you got to listen to my girl, Nicki Rich, on the Nicki Rich Show. You never know who you might hear.
Cover for 6 months, and what do we have?
Sir, we are so close.
Well, then get me Gucci Man.
Got a house around my neck, and my wrists don't chill. Any given time, 250 in your grill. All I do is talk shit. You can even add a couple grand for my outfit. You better act like you know, man. In my hood, they call me Jesus the Snowman.
You get it? Get it?
Jesus the Snowman. I'm iced out. Plus, I got snowman. Let it marinate. Y'all niggas slow, man.
Slow, man.
I used to get 19 for a beat. Call me Genuine, the same OG.
OG.
I'm the shit, man. I need toilet paper.
Damn.
And some air freshener, nigga. Fuck a hater. These niggas don't like me. I'm with the Gucci Man and
all
I'm so thirsty.
My neck or the watch in my wrist. Maybe the ice in my ear or the bracelet. But she look like the type that can shake a dick. Young Gucci Mane. Don't kiss me, baby, you can kiss my chain. You gotta be a dime piece. Just to look at the rocks in my timepiece. I come through in a drop top jack. A old school Chevy with the antique tag. My pocket's so heavy that I can't walk steady. Niggas got the ice, we done done it already. Gotta go grill, but it's not from Eddie. I ride big Chevys cause a nigga ain't petty. I'm icy. So motherfuckers snowed up. Little kids wanna be like Gucci when they grow up. Me, Jeezy, and Boo. We ain't hate pushing, nigga. Go and do what you do. Cause we icy. So icy. We icy. So icy.
All these girls excited.
I ain't got no deal, okay? Girl, I can
girl start flirting. Chain so heavy that my neck start hurting. Glitter on the necklace, I first watch. Get a draw jack so the girls don't drop. Gucci bag in the boot, girl, he too hot. Can't name a piece of jewelry that he don't got. Oh, where my ball is at? Gucci man, where your chain and your rings at? Oh, girl, he too clean. Got the fruit and range, Roma same color as Lee.
I got so many rocks in my chain and watch. I know I'm the shit. My chain hang down to my dick. I know I'm the bomb. Just look at my charm.
All right. You're listening to the hottest radio station on the planet. It is the Nikki Rich Show. And we're getting it in tonight. It's Throwdown Thursdays. And you know how we do. We bring in the best. We have the best guest on. And I'm excited, man. I'm so excited. We got three amazing guests that's going to be on tonight. And we have one that's coming up in just a few. I want to let everybody know that you would like to speak to our guest. All you got to do is dial 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749, and all you got to do is press that 1, and that will let us know that you would like to speak to myself or our guest tonight. And we're going to be talking with her in just a few, but we're going to go to one more song, which is That Boy P, and this is Jig. You're rocking with the Nikki Rich
Show. Straight jig, man.
right, you're listening to the hottest radio station on the planet. It is the Nikki Rich Show, broadcasting all the way live, Charlotte, North Carolina, and across the globe. You can check us out on 98.2 The Beat LA. You can also find us on College Underground Radio, Mix Show Blast, and Star Force Hip Hop. We getting it in tonight, y'all. It's Throwdown Thursdays. If you want to speak to our guest tonight, all you got to do is call in at 323-580-5749, and you have to press that 1. If you press that 1, that will let us know that you would like to speak to our guest for tonight. And I'm telling you guys, you can find us on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, MSNIKKIRICH, or you can find the Nikki Rich Show also on Twitter, Nikki Rich _ Show. And you can go to our Facebook page. Go to our Facebook page and like it. And then you can go to facebook.com/TheNikkiRichShow. Shout out to everybody that's in the chat room right now. Well, you know, it's about that time. We got our first guest for tonight. And with no further ado, we would like to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Miss Tweety Bird. Welcome.
Hi, Miss Nikki. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. Glad to have you tonight.
I am so glad and so honored to be here. You just don't know how excited I am.
Yes, yes. And we're excited to have you. And what makes this even amazing is that I got to be with you on the weekend. That was awesome.
Right. I was like, yes, this is so cool. We get to meet Mrs. Nikki Rich.
It was awesome. We were there at D4L and G Unit event, and when I tell you it was fun. It was great. We met a lot of people like yourself, and it was just awesome.
It was. It was a nice event. I enjoyed myself a lot meeting, you know, new people that, you know, love the art like I do. It was just an amazing time for me. You know, it was well worth the trip.
Yes, because you know what? When you got up there on that stage, you tore it down.
Thank you. No, I was nervous because, you know, everybody had sat down. You know, that's like, this is a new girl. We don't know nothing about the new girl. So everybody sat down, and it was, like, hard on me because, you know, I was trying to bring everybody in. But at the end, it was good for me because I got, you know, no bad reviews. So I had a good feeling at the end. So I had a good time.
Well, yeah. And I mean, they might have sat down at first, but I'm gonna tell you, everybody was up with their cameras and videotaping Tweety Bird. I was like, okay. And for those who want to go check it out, they can go to my Ustream as well, ustream.tv/channel/ The Nikki Rich Show, or go to NikkiRichShow.com. So you can go see your performance, Tweety Bird, but it was amazing. Most definitely. Well, go ahead and let our listeners know that's tuned in right now a little bit about you. Where are you based out of, and where you currently located right now?
Right now I'm in Lynette, Alabama. It is also known as Chambers County. You know, Chambers County music. That's my home family where I, you know, began rapping, and they was teaching me. They was doing it already, but they was bringing me in. They was like, if you can sing, you can rap. So, you know, shout out to Blackjack and Denario and Swift. Well, we call them Swift, but it's Denario, T40, G-Mac, and all of them. You know, they kind of took me under their wings and made me what I am, you know, encouraging me, you know, to go ahead and do it. So big shout out to them.
Yes, because although it's hard in the rap game, you are a female MC as well. So that can be a challenge in itself.
Yes, it is. It is. Because, you know, every time we go somewhere, it's basically all male. So you got to kind of put a point there. Because, you know, I had a friend today, like, you look so soft, and then I listen to your music, and it's so hard, you know. it's got to be hard, you know. But, you know, I got some soft stuff, too. But, you know, a lot of times I'm just, when I go out, I have to prove a point because it's supposed to be male. So,
exactly.
Miss Sweetie B, you know.
Most definitely. Well, speaking of music, we got some hot new music on deck. We have Love Games. We're going to start off with Love Games. Tell us a little bit about that.
At the time when I came up with this song, like, I was going through a lot in my relationship, and it just wasn't going that well. And I started writing, you know, and this song just came to my mind, and I kept at it, you know, kept at it. And the end result is what you're about to listen to, you know, and this is what happened. This is like real life.
All right, we are live here with Tweety B in the building, Love Games. All right, now who did the production on that, Tweety B?
Well, Black Jack did the production on that, and that was my husband, you know, and at the time we were doing a whole lot of work together. Like, I have archives of songs, so we was working on that together, and he did the production on it and recorded it for me.
All right. Well, we got some more hot new music as well. We got Crazy. Tell us a little bit about Crazy.
Crazy is just what it is. My album will be coming out next month on my birthday on September 15th. And the title of the album is called Manic. because at this time in my life, that's, you know, what I felt like. You know, I was going through some craziness. And I basically came up with this song because, like I said before, I was going through a lot in my relationship, and this was the stuff that was just coming to me. So this is a little bit of me and how crazy I can get at times, and it's got a kind of message to it. So just sit back and listen to the words.
Tweety B, that was crazy.
That's crazy right there.
That's crazy.
Most definitely. Well, we're going to go to the phone lines real quick. I see they are already buzzing. We're going to 478. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Muhammad White, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, Muhammad.
What's going on, Tweety B?
Hey, what's going on? It's good to hear from you.
Likewise. I'm just listening to your interview. You know,
right.
I'm very, very proud of you. You know, we go way back about, what, 8 to 10 years ago we started, first met each other, started working together.
Yes, I met Muhammad a long time ago, and he's been producing some tracks. Actually, he has one on my album that's coming out, Where Do We Go? And we're going to be pushing that September 15th, so y'all look forward to it. And he's also on my Facebook page. I have his information up, so you guys can check it out and see what he's up to.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Well, we thank you for calling in and showing love on the Nicki Rich Show. You know how we do it.
My pleasure.
Most definitely. Tweety B, man, I'm loving your movement and everything you got going on. What advice would you give to the listeners or any artist out there that's trying to get to where you are?
I would say never give up on your dreams, because this is a hard business. A lot of it is cutthroat. You know, you have to kind of be on your P's and Q's. But if it's really in your heart and it's something that you believe that you can do, I say go for it. You know, just go for it.
That's real. And what can we expect from you coming up, Tweety B?
Well, like I said, my album will be coming out September 15th. I'm going to be making some presentations in between there. Looking forward to maybe going to Hollywood to meet with Robin Carter of Carter Management and talk and speak with her a little bit about some managing. So hopefully I get to, you know, buzz in her ear a little bit while I'm out there.
Most definitely.
Yeah, I'm also working on a book. I haven't, like, got it completed yet, but I am currently working on one, hoping to get it published. So if anybody is listening out there and, you know, is willing to give me some advice on that, I would really, really appreciate it.
Now, go ahead and share all your links in case anybody want to book you for any events or contact you.
Okay, you can find me at www.reverbnation.com. /TweetyBird, BYRD334. You can also find me on Twitter at twitter.com/TweetyBird, BYRD334. And I'm also on Facebook, but my name is Shalanda Wright on there. I also have a So Much Flavor page there. You can find a lot of artists and music there also.
Awesome. And shout out to everybody that's tuned in right now. We have so many listeners that tuned in right now. And we just thank you. And Tweety B, we're just glad to have you as our guest tonight. And it's really been amazing. And just, you know, this is your first time on the Nicki Rich Show, so you get to enjoy this experience.
Well,
and we're going to bring you back.
Time I'm on the Miss Nicki Rich Show.
No, we're going to bring you back. Most definitely.
Yes, I had a wonderful time. Thank you for having me so much. Shout out to CCM Family, Live by Terrence Show, and Smoking Stacy. Everybody who's supporting me, my mom, my family, my friends, everybody. Thank you so, so much.
You are so welcome, and I hope you stay tuned, because we got special treats for everybody that's listening out there right now. We got
I'm not going anywhere.
We got two more guests that's coming through, you know, and we're excited. So we're gonna let everybody know in just a few. But we thank you again. Much love to you. We support you here on the Nicki Rich Show, and we're going to go to Tavora. I'm just saying.
I like my money long, because I love to flop. Pop it off, and I'm still a boss. Right now, in Rock, it's gonna be fun. Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
We're just getting it in. You know, we got our special that's going to be coming out on Showtime this Saturday, which is Cat Williams' new special that'll be out, Cat Populous. I didn't think I'd be saying that wrong. Is that still
on? Cat Populous.
Oh, okay, Cat Populous.
Cat Populous,
yeah. Yeah, which the DVD will be out September 18th, but the show will be premiering. Yeah, can I get out the front? The show will be premiering on Showtime this Saturday at 10 p.m.
And the DVD drops September 18th.
Yeah, yeah. And we all
and you'll see us on that.
Now that you will definitely see us. Now this Showtime thing, we just hoping because we don't know if they're gonna edit us out because we ain't nobody right now. But edit the two bitches out and just get the king. We definitely gonna be on the DVD. Yes, ma'am. And also, give them a little promo together. We're gonna be taping. Both of us are also taping Uptown Comics. This Sunday, which is a new comedy show that's on Bounce TV. So we got that in effect too, girl. So, yeah, girl, we just two bitches with our titties trying to, you know, give up a joke.
And now let everybody know, how did you even get started? Because I know comedy in itself is hard, and we've been having some powerful females on the show tonight because where's a lot of male dominance, it's the females coming through. And y'all going hard.
As far as me and comedy, I've been funny my whole life, and comedy has always been like my dream. I've always wanted to do it. I was never shy with being on stage and never shy with making people laugh. Like, I enjoy laughs. So I moved to Atlanta and got a job at the comedy club as a cocktail waitress and, you know, started learning and networking and to my stead, and here I am. On Friday, opening up for Cat Williams.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, what was that feeling like when you first heard that you were going to go on tour?
It was kind of like a great feeling, but like kind of like a disbelief.
Shima and I was calling each other like, nigga, did you get the same call? Nigga, what did he say to you?
Yeah, because when Cat Williams picked us up, he picked up me and Shantae in Uptown on the same show. So he came up to both of us and told us that we were funny and he wanted us on the tour, right? So he got all that information. So we was calling each other like, did he call you? No, he didn't call me. What did he say to you? You know, trying to, you know, make sure he was going to take both of us.
We didn't want to give too much information to each other just in case one of us got left back.
I know, right? We were trying, like, I mean, he called me, but he didn't call me. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to see what he's saying to the other person. So, but it was exciting. It was like, wow, really? Like, it still, like, right now kind of seemed like a dream because it came and it happened so fast. You know what I'm saying? And it was the life. It was like, Nikki, like, we was rich. We didn't think we was going to have to come back. Right? Because we was excited. We didn't think we was going to be back on the Uptown stage. We was ready to sell our soul to the Illuminati. I was ready. I was still ready to get my soul to the Illuminati.
I brought T-shirts and everything with your one eye.
Yeah, I was ready to give it up. I was ready to sell my soul. My God. But yeah,
She said she was ready to sell her soul.
Yeah, I was ready. I was ready. I had my soul in my pocket, ready to go. Here you go. Who want it? I'm ready to be rich. Who want it?
Wow, y'all got me crying over here. Man, yeah, that is amazing. Now, what would you consider your biggest break? When did you get your biggest break?
Cat Williams had us go from 20 seaters to 20,000. Yeah, our biggest show was like a little bit more than 10,000 people. Yeah, it was like, yeah. We went from clubs to arenas, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We went from gas stations to arenas. Yeah, we went from gas stations to our own dressing room. That was the break.
Now, I know you travel and you're touring throughout the world and pretty much everywhere. Where would you say your best show is or was?
I would say my best show. You know, mm-hmm. I might have been saying my best show was last night in Macon. I was in Macon, Georgia last night. Shout out to Macon. I killed them in Macon. But, I mean, my best show, did I say the one in L.A.? At Nokia?
I think, you know what? I think Jacksonville, which was our last show. No, you know what? First of all, Shima been killing the whole ride through. It's been
ovations.
You know, niggas was trying to get out there work. She did her thing. So her show, I think every show was a different type of best experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For me, once I got out the South, I was good. Hey, South.
Shantae was doing great. You know, of course, I don't know if you. Hello?
We're here.
Oh, okay. I don't know if you see this. Not trying to put your business out here. But Shantae, okay, Shantae is gay or whatever. So, and she's like the third kind of gay or whatever. But, you know, she's like with a sports bar and stuff, so you can tell. She went to New York Yankee Cab, the True Religion, all that. So, I think she was saying, like, maybe down south. Because she talked about her lifestyle. I think she's saying it was more accepted up north, I guess. I don't know.
Down south still a few years behind.
But the biggest show, now the biggest show we had, which was in L.A., I fell on stage in front of like 8,000 people. Like,
bust my ass
on the Nokia stage. Like, in the middle of my shit, fell, bust my ass, jumped up. Can we say he thought I had a slinky in my pussy? I fell so fast.
into production. Are you looking to go there?
I mean, there's a lot of different projects that's being thrown right now.
Okay.
You know, it's just kind of, you know, everybody's talking about what they got going on, and so it's really sealed.
Yeah.
It matters. But then, you know, this shit, from the radio shows to the projects, I mean, TVs, movies, a lot of shit is really getting thrown at us right now, which is great.
Yeah, it is. And we're both getting ready to go out to, this is still right here, out to L.A., to really make it happen, you know what I'm saying? Try to get out here, try to get in these films and these, you know what I'm saying, these movies, and just try to, you know, capitalize off of the situation that we're in, because that's the main thing that, you know, we wanted to do and Cat wanted us to do. He wanted us to grow and capitalize from, you know, being on tour with him. So, you know, we're trying to get out while the buzz is hot, you know what I'm saying?
That's
so
real.
We're ready for everything, for any and everything.
That is real. Now,
I mean,
what would you say?
Big show, you know what I'm saying? We're doing big things. We in all the Nicki Rich show, which was listened to by everybody. And Nicki Rich, I'd be like, just congrats to you and all your success, because I see all the guests you have. And I just think it's just a real great thing that you're doing. You promote your ass off. I ain't never seen nobody change their Twitter picture more than you. You don't have to get a picture like
every 5 minutes.
I'm going to change it tonight. Yeah, I know you are. I expect you to. So you are doing a really great job. I mean, and you just awesome, Nicki Rich. Girl, you got it going on right now. Proud of you. Okay?
Well, you know, we were excited to have you ladies on tonight, and we just was, like, been pumping it up all week. And
yay.
Even when I talked to you the first time, I was like, yay, you know, she was coming on. And it's... You know, it's Throwdown Thursdays tonight, and we got the best guests on tonight, and it's just been amazing, amazing night. I can't even explain it.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Nicki. Anytime, I might just have, can I still just call in for the hello if I want to sometime?
Anytime.
Yes, I will, girl. I will continue to support you. The next time I'm down in Charlotte, I swear I will reach out to you, because I come out there and, perform all the time, so the next time I'm out there in Charlotte, girl, we're going to have to hang out. Do you train?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. And y'all know the DNC is here in a couple of weeks, too, right? Democratic National Convention. So y'all vote.
Oh, yeah, girl. We vote. You know, we voting all day long, honey.
Most definitely.
I don't even be listening to Barack's speeches. I'm just like, fuck it, I'm going for it.
Coming up, we have Sick With It Entertainment, Jafari, So you definitely got to keep it locked and stay tuned. We only bring the best, y'all. Tonight has been an awesome night so far. It's Throwdown Thursdays. We getting it in. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to get to some commercials. So everybody stay tuned to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station.
The Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio show on the planet. The Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio show on the planet. This is national performing artist and stage, film, TV actress Angela Shawnette Felix. Follow me on Twitter, Angela S. Felix, A-N-G-E-L-A, S for Sam, F for Frank, E-L-I-X for X-Ray. You are listening to The Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio show on the planet. The Nikki Rich Show, hottest radio show on the planet. Monday through Friday, 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more info, NikkiRichShow.com. The Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio show on the planet. The Nikki.
Yo, what's up? It's your girl, Betty Rock. Hit me up on Twitter at Betty Rock, B-E-T-T-Y-R-O-C. And make sure you check out the About That video on YouTube. You're in there rocking with
the Nikki Rich Show.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Jada Marie, and I'm rocking out with Miss Nikki Rich. Y'all can check me out on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter at Jada Marie Online. And y'all make sure you get my new single, Hate Diet, on iTunes now. Much love.
Do you like rap music?
Yes.
I know you do.
Oh, my God.
Do you get on iTunes?
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Whoa.
Look up the 403 Mob,
okay.
Black and White Resurrection today.
I will.
Now. Go!
Okay.
Get it!
I'm going.
Black and white is all I see. Seven shining, none compete. Long as I got my LP.
C-A-R-O-L-I-N-A.
La, la, la. I'm feminine.
This is Big Daddy from the 403. Go to 403mob.com.
All right, you're listening to the hottest radio station on the planet. It is the Nikki Rich Show. Let's get into some more hot new music. Jason Lyric, she got everything.
Y-E-A.
Yeah. It's your boy, Jason Lyric.
Like you. Yeah.
When you see her shaking fast, look back and watch yourself.
Look, I can't understand it. How the hell she putting all that ass off in them panties? Jeans must be painted, cause they stretching like they spandex. On everything I love, I wanna reach right out and grab it. But I'ma just tell her, gone and back it. I'ma make it rain, you just gotta make it worth it. You gon' let me cut, I'ma be a surgeon. Me shopping, I'm splurging, swerving in a surgeon. She lit like Madonna, but ain't dancing like no virgin. Diamonds in my chain, looking like some frozen sherbet. She tryna get deep, but I just wanna scratch the surface. But that said I'm a murder. I tell you the truth, but girl, I ain't no preacher. And now I don't wanna buy you, I just wanna lease you. Cause you the Mona Lisa, do anything to please you. Don't leave your girl around me, I swipe her like a Visa. Look, I can't understand it. How the hell she putting all that ass off in them panties? Jeans must be painted, cause they stretching like they spandex. On everything I love, I wanna reach right out and grab it. But I'ma just tell her, gone and back it.
All right, you were just listening to Salt, Back It Up, and before that, you heard Jason Lyric, She Got Everything. Well, you know, it's about that time on the Nicki Rich Show. We have our next guest in the building, and with no further ado, we would like to welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, Sick With It Entertainment, none other than Jafari. Welcome.
Yeah. What's happening?
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing, Miss Nicki Rich?
Good. Glad to have you on here on Throwdown Thursdays on the Nicki Rich Show.
All types of throwing down.
Most definitely. So we know it's your first time here on the Nicki Rich Show tonight. Let everybody know a little bit about you. Where are you based out of?
I'm based out of Virginia, 757, the Hamptons of Virginia. Originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 412, home with Khalifa and all that good stuff. But right now I'm in Virginia, 757, home with Michael Vick, Allen Iverson, Pharrell, Clips, and a lot of great names in the entertainment industry to boot.
That's real. Well, we know you have a huge background. I mean, you've been in the entertainment industry for a minute. So go ahead and let everybody know, how did you get started? When did you get your first start?
I guess to say to get my real technical start, I mean, I guess we pretty much started with promotion. I mean, I've been in the spotlight all my life with, football and sports and drill team and things of that nature. But to actually start with promotion, my godfather had a nightclub here in Hampton, Virginia, called Checkers, that we went to as high school students, and I was promoting that, passing out flyers for that along the high schools that I went to, Phoebus High School, my alma mater, in Hampton, Virginia, and it pretty much gave me the start, kind of the know-how. My godfather was a shark. He's a guru himself and a mogul with his entertainment company, and that pretty much gave me the start and the shark and the know-how to what I need to do from a young age of age 16 to, take it to where I needed to take it. I always had the talent. I always had a lot of a real strong support group to help me in my endeavors. And that's what more or less gave me to start with, the entertainment thing in the first place.
That's what I'm talking about. And also, I know that you have been modeling, you're a drummer, and just so much more. How did you get involved in that?
Oh, it kind of started, honestly, when I did reach adulthood. I was 18 years old. I was walking on the trip in Virginia Beach oceanfront, and a lady had approached me and asked me if I was a model. And people had always told me I was a model, so I went on ahead and I said, yeah. And she ended up putting me in her fashion show. One thing led to another. I ended up doing another fashion show eventually with John Ely. He's a real noted name here in the 757. He's a known hairstylist now, but, you know, we did hair shows and fashion shows. We won a lot of hair shows here in the local area. Took it down as far as the Bronner Brothers. They would pretty much bring me out as the model slash dancer. I would go out and put on a real good show, and, you know, pretty much one thing led to another. I built a database with the modeling and with the dancing, and I pretty much turned into my own company and my own social network and my own, you know, Segway Entertainment, what it is today. And I had a sat down with my co-founder, Christy Black. She was Miss Virginia USA, I believe it was 2010. She went on to do great things. She's out of California now, working with Sony Records, things of that nature. And, you know, we pretty much just one thing led to another. And, you know, I went from modeling and dancing to promoting my own party, which didn't do too good, but, you know, I pretty much got the experience from it and took it from there. This was about 7 years ago. And then after that, somebody approached me and asked me if I would host their bikini contest. And I host their bikini contest. And I'm saying one thing led to another with that as well, where I was hosting parties once, twice a week here in the 757 area, up in D.C., Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, a little bit everywhere. And that's kind of how the hosting endeavor of my talents came forth. And, you know, because right now I'm one of the best party hosts and one of the highly noted party hosts in the 757 area of Virginia. And that's pretty much how the hosting aspect came about. And then with the drumming aspect, that pretty much was the first thing I ever inspired to do, honestly. When I was 3 years old, I had my first drum set. I was keeping a beat on the drum set from age three. And that pretty much, I broke my drum set at age three. My mother got me another drum set at age four. I broke that drum set as well. She got me another drum set at age five. I broke that one as well. And she waited a couple years, so maybe I had a little more maturity, and she waited until I was 7 years old. She got me an electrical drum set, and, of course, I broke that one as well. So she's like, no more drum sets. They're not exactly the cheapest things in the world. So, I mean, a little later on down the road, actually about a year and a half ago, the mother of my child, loving my life and all that other good stuff, Sierra Prestige on Twitter, she, you know, knew she, we went to a club one time down here, and it was one of the times I was at a club, and I actually wasn't working, hosting, or promoting. And they had a drum set, and they had some music on, and I pretty much just got up there because I knew the club owner, and they said, go ahead and rock it out. And everybody was like, yeah, you were good. I'm saying, I really hadn't touched the drum set, though, since I was, like, in seventh grade. But they were there. I was pretty much just lollygagging around, and people were like, it sounded good. And I was, and that was the first thing I aspired to be, and she saw that, and she went and got me a drum set for Christmas, and I pretty much practiced on it for about 3 or 4 months before I made my debut in the world, and that took off from there. I ended up going doing all the DJ Joe Pro. He's a more so a local DJ, but he does parties here at we do at the Gentleman's Club, the strip clubs here, where we have he brings in, you know, numerous adult entertainers, like for instance Roxy Reynolds. He brought the Freestyles, Secret Monet. Just last week we had Gazelle the Stallion, but I pretty much drum with the DJ, and, you know, we make it happen. Sometimes the strippers tip the safari, and, you know, it's kind of a fun scene. It's kind of like one in a lifetime type of deal where, you know, people don't really get to see that anywhere, where you got a live DJ and you have strippers on the pole and you got safari on the drums, and, you know, the drums pretty much make people feel the beat a little bit more. So that's how we got into, you know, into that.
That's the pretty cool.
Aspect of it. Yeah. And I'm saying it's pretty much took me real far. And in a year alone, I was great World Star Hip Hop media takeout. Fortunately and unfortunately, with Pebbles, the model, who came at one of Joe Pro's parties. And they put her picture up there with her backside and my drumsticks, and that's a whole other story you can look up on its own. But it's just a little bit, it's just kind of like it's all about timing and one thing leading to another, and just pretty much putting all the talent to, you know, to good use and to effort, and, you know, just going after my dreams, and, you know, pretty much not letting anybody tell me I can't do anything, and just doing what I can and making the best of it. And it's been pretty lucrative and productive, and, you know, pretty awesome.
Well, we also know you have also had some challenges and some hard times with just your past and your deaths that, you know, came, that you encountered. Let us know a little bit about that.
Well, I had another passion, which was dancing. Well, I got a lot of passions, I guess I can say. But the initial one I can say is my friend James Tucker. He was pretty much the guy who taught me how to dance in the first place, and I wasn't really into it at all. And, you know, we would just be kicking it sometimes in the summer, like now, just, you know, dancing to Baltimore club music, which we love all the time. And my senior year in high school, he was gunned down in cold blood. The details of it are still sketchy, but you know, kind of pretty much made me take my dancing a little further, because that's pretty much, that was our thing. You know, we would always kick it, go together, go to the clubs, turn out the skate rings, turn out the clubs, and just dance and have everybody loving what we were doing and enjoying the spotlight. And for him, like, he was a real kind soul. For him to just be taken away, you know, it really, you know, struck me in the heart. You know, really, it was just a hard time. And once again, let's be Jay Sucker. But, you know, that was just one of them. And then after that, honestly, in like the last, in the next 3 years after that, I seriously went through maybe about 24 deaths of all sorts of ways and structures. Jackie Ward, she was a fellow classmate of mine. She was running a marathon for AIDS on Thanksgiving, and she dropped dead on the middle of the track field. And she was gone before the paramedics even got to her with a rare heart disease. I had four friends killed in a car accident. They were the Fab Four when I was about 19 years old. They was on the way across town to get somewhere, and they struck a tree, and, you know, they all passed away, and that was really hard on me as well. And, like, they just, you know, the list goes on and on. Then it got closer family, relatives, pastor at my church, and, like I said, within 2 or 3 years, I had been to over 24 funerals, and, you know, it really took a hard toll, and I really was wondering, asking God, like, what is really going on? Like, why are you taking all these people and sparing me? Because there was a time as well where, you know, somebody tried to take my life, and I just didn't understand. I had been in numerous accidents and walk away scratch free and things of that nature, and like, he just never took me. So I just took it as him saying he had more of a plan for me, and, you know, I had these talents, giving me all these gifts and talents to utilize, and I pretty much, you know, just stuck out from that. You know, made me a stronger person. Some people say I'm a cold-hearted person, but it's like, you know, after you come back from that, it's really hard for a lot of things to affect you. It's real hard for a lot of things to, you know, really make you jump or move if it's not really that urgent, because, you know what I'm saying, been through it all, seen through it all, you know. Grew up struggling mother, you know, the whole struggling Negro child background, you already know what comes with that. And, you know, I was a troubled youth when I was in school, suspended all the time, kicked out of school all the time, but I still, like I said, I had that strong structure all my life to, you know, come out. I was one of those students that the teachers always said, you're going to be dead or you're going to be in jail before you're 21. You know, I'm not 21, I'm not really revealing my age, but, you know, I'm still here. You know, keeping out of everything people said that we would be. And like I said, it really made me a stronger person. I can be a strong person for my friends whenever they're down, because, you know, it can always be rougher, you know. Grass isn't always green on the other side, but, you know, just because one person's struggle may not seem significant to me, it may be very significant in their life. It's just all in, you know, how they were brought up or, you know, what they've been through in their life, you know. Just because I don't deem it as important or as a struggle, they may not seem as that in their lifestyle. You know? So, I mean, I just try to use my talents to, you know, brighten people up, you know, brighten people's days, you know, good time, good party, you know, with music or, you know, however it goes. I like to make people laugh, you know. If I go to a store or something, I see the clerk down, I don't, you know, I try to say something, you know, at least give them a little smile and, you know, a little hope, because, you know, it's not really easy out here, 2012, to make it in any aspect, you know. So we just pretty much try to bring entertainment to people's hearts, and one way, shape, or another, you know, we're real cost efficient. We don't really do real balling events where you have to pay $106 million just to come have a good time. You know, we want you to come out, have a good time, have smiles, and, you know, go all out like that.
Now, I know you have some really great relationships with some major people out there, you know, with DJ Baby Drew and Chris Brown and Michael Vick. And tell us a little bit about how you know these guys and built relationships.
Well, it all pretty much just came with the hustle. I mean, I was in Virginia doing my typical, you know, I was doing my Twitter and my Facebook hustle for my party promotions, and, you know, I'm managing models and artists, and, you know, I know how to speak highly of myself and, you know, write up contracts and things of that nature and get a lot of things going where DJ Baby Drew, he was looking for people to represent him and manage him about a couple years back, and, you know, actually was blessed to be able to work with DJ Baby Drew, Chris Brown's official DJ, and, you know, we did works together. And, you know, he's on doing great things now. We're separated business-wise, but, you know, we still keep that good friendship. You know, Michael Vick, when he first got out, all that trouble that he was going through, we had a few parties here in the local area. We had a homecoming party for him. We had a birthday party for him. And he pretty much did 4 to 5 parties here at the 757, and I was pretty much headed on promotions with it where, you know, his brother brought me on under it to make sure, you know, I handled the Twitter and the Facebook and the flyer distribution and things of that nature. And, you know, that was a good run as well where, you know, saying we have a good time. You know, they putting on for the hometown. So, like I said, a lot of people just don't understand. Like, there's a lot of talent that comes out of the 757 area. And, you know, for whatever reason, you know, it's not for me to support each other or nothing like that, but it's just like people just don't come together and do one big thing. We could easily be New York. We could easily be San Francisco or L.A. or Atlanta or Miami, but it's just people here won't come together to, you know, make it happen because we have a lot of big talent. You know, like I said, Michael Vick came from this area. Like the Allen Iverson is from this area. Missy Elliott is from this area. Timbaland is from this area. Pharrell. The Clips, all from this exact same area. You can see them at the malls around here all the time, but you wouldn't know that because, you know, we never all come together and do something big and awesome. But okay, there's a lot of talent that comes out of this area, and it's usually game changers. It's not just, you know, somebody that goes on and does well. They do great. Like Gabby Douglas, she's directly here from the 757. LaShawn Mary, he ran in the Olympics, but he pulled something this year, but he was a gold medalist in the 2008 games. You know, there's a lot of, like I said, game changers that came directly from this area. You know, I pretty much was trying to put on, do a little, some unity. I believe in unity and everybody coming together, no matter what your race, no matter what your creed, your sexual orientation. I mean, I just believe everybody should be able to, you know, come together. And like I said, they say racism doesn't exist, even that's another thing. But, you know, people are racist within themselves because everybody's so worried about, you know, getting their creed or their nature.
Or
you know,
who's going to be hired or if I might get on before you.
Like us as, yeah, us as black people, everything has to be black, black on black, black. You know what I'm saying? If it's black owned, they have to be noted that this is black owned. That's racism in itself, you know, because people are pretty much trying to put themselves on a plateau. But if everybody just operates as equals, you're not black, you're not white, you're not gay, you're not straight. We're just people. You know, you cut somebody, they bleed red. Somebody dies, they cry. Everybody's the same person, you know, because I deal with a lot of people. I come in contact with a lot of people, and, you know, people's problems vary just because of their lifestyle or their sexual orientation or their color or their creed. And if they want to do an end of racism, if they want to do an end of racism, then don't call nobody nothing. We're just all humans. But, you know, that's pretty
well,
much my ultimate goal.
I see we got some callers on the line. We're going to go to the phone lines. I see we got 518. 518, you're on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
What's good, sis? You already know who it'd be. It'd be the one and only Rome Dollars, Brisquard
Rome Dollars!
What's going on?
What's goody, y'all? Just maintaining. Just got back from Boston, you know.
That's what I'm talking about. Rome Dollars in the building. Show love to the Nicki Rich Show.
Always. You know I got to show you love. You already know that. Just been grinding hard, working on two brand new mixtapes. Got the news, the anticipation, second album, getting ready to debut, called How You Make Me Feel, the continuation to the first album, My Love, My Life, My Love album, you know.
That's real. Now, you definitely got to link up with Jafari, Rome Dollars.
Yeah.
We definitely got to do some work. I mean, we do a little bit of everything, man. We definitely collab and do some things. You know, we're always looking to expand. Like I said, we never want to stay stagnant. We like to always change and bring on new ventures. You know, we like to go on what we got for, you know, coming up ourselves. Is right now, I mean, tomorrow here in the 757, we got the back-to-school turn up at Voodoo Lounge here in Virginia Beach on the oceanfront. And then next Thursday,
yeah,
we got
I met
D4
you before through DJ Joe Pro a few years ago.
Yeah. Yeah,
when I was staying up there on Pembroke. Yeah, but you knew me when I was with the Lost Boys, when I was known as Romeo for the Lost Boys.
Oh, yeah.
It was good, stranger.
So.
That is hot.
Keep it
and,
like I said, we out here. We do a little bit of everything. I mean, we got D4L Thursday coming up next week. We got an official Nat Lotto from G Unit coming down. DJ
okay.
Ransom Dollars, D4L Records. We got we searching for the
Most Def, Most Def. You still hosting your parties and stuff? You still hosting parties and all that?
Oh yeah, hosting parties, drumming at parties, coordinating events. It's just a little bit of everything. Everything came together.
All right, most definitely. Definitely need you on a track doing the drums, you know.
I got you. I got you. I'm gonna let him track. It doesn't matter. I'm saying, get my contact. You know, at Jafari757 on Twitter. That's JAPHARII757. You know, follow the movement. Stick with the ENT. That's SITKWITTENT on Twitter. You know what I'm saying, we got the Facebook. We got the Twitter, and we got the group page.
All right, definitely also follow me back, Rome Dollars BSM. You know.
And also, Rome, I'm telling you, I'm going to be in VA for the first time next week, that before Thursdays. You might have to come out there.
Yeah, most definitely. We got the American History, True Stories. We got the Lost Boy movie getting ready to drop on the 30th. So we're doing the screening in New York City on the 30th. Then we got Mecca Dawn and Amar Bradshaw birthday party on the 3rd for Labor Day. So I'm be out in New York for that little bit, you know.
That's hot.
Yeah, like the new album, we got T-Pain, Mecca Dawn, Funk House, Chris Brown, Justin Bieber, New Boys, Christina Milian, Jennifer Hudson. I'm just grinding.
That is real. That's how you got to do it. And Ron, we just so glad that you called in tonight. And we're going to be getting that hot new music from Ron Dollars. I know you always bless our email.
You already know. The new video is out with me, Ms. Marvelous, and 2 Chainz. I know you remember Ms. Marvelous from the first album.
Yes.
Yeah, that track is hot. The video is animated. We all cartoon characters. It came out real good, you know.
That's real. That is real. Well, we thank you for calling in, Ron Dollars, and showing love to Sick Witty Entertainment and the Nicki Rich Show.
For real. One.
Much love, everybody. Man, we are live. You never know who's listening in. We live with Jafari of Sick Witty Entertainment. That's awesome, man. Hopefully you guys can connect and network, you know?
Yeah, that's what us know. Like I was telling them, we got D4L Thursday, next Thursday. Of course, Miss Nicki Rich will be in the building in the 757 in Norfolk at Paradigm Nightclub. We're looking for the hottest artists. We're going to put them on Shorty Lil next day with DJ Helster by DJ Ransom Dollars. I'm saying we're putting the hottest artists. We're putting you on. I'm saying we're taking local artists who's tired of being local, and we're putting them on the platform and the stage that they deserve to be on after they put in that grind and put in that work. You know, you can't just wake up one day and be famous. You put in the work. So we're pretty much putting on for all my people from the official D4L Records and G Unit Records A&Rs in the building. Like I said, that's Paradigm Nightclub next week. We got it hosted by the current Miss Virginia USA and Miss Abyss VA's First Zone. Shout out to Ink Junkies. Shout out to my boy Charlie VA. Shout out to my team, Duke On One on Twitter, Ink Model Leah, Sierra Prestige, Vanity Eli, the whole Sick Witty ENT squad, everybody that's been supporting us for all these years. My homie Zoe, we're going to come out from him. He's one of the hottest artists. Like I say this with a lot of confidence. I've seen a lot of artists, everybody rap about the same thing, drugs, cars, and clothes, and how many different ways you can slap up a bitch and all this other type of stuff. And, it's all not all about that, But sometimes you got to hear something different when it comes to the rap game. And my homie Zoe, I got a lot of confidence in him. He's about to really change the game. Daddy Dutch out here, Sick Witty ENT, they've been representing for some years now. And, they finally got the stage. I had to put in a lot of groundwork, but it's finally time where, they can come out and use their talents and hear it and fall into the right ears. And, I'm pretty sure you want to interview them soon once you hear them when you come here. And, like I said, there's a lot of talent here in Virginia. It's just we have a crab in a bucket mentality where somebody sees somebody doing good, they don't support it. They more so turn against them where, hey, if I'm a promoter, then if you're a promoter, then I can't like you. Hey, if you're a rapper and I'm a rapper, then that means I can't like you. Or if you're a drummer or whatever. It just, it's real childish, but, I try to get people past that. They don't see it as that, but, if we could all put it all down and be like, hey, let's all come together and do something fantastic, then that's when you start a movement. And that's pretty much my goal, my optimistic, real for unity. And like I said, together everybody can achieve more than opposed to everybody that's out here just trying to do it for them,
That's
come
real.
Together, put on for your hometown and, turn it up.
That's real. That's what I'm talking about. Now, also, I know that coming up, we got, everybody about to go in on the Democratic National Convention voting and just debates and all. What is your view on the election and President Obama, and so much more?
My view on the election is, you know, it's pretty much, you know, clear cut and dry. It's not really clear cut and dry, but, you know, to me, elections, you know, what they do, they come on TV, and it's pretty much where they go up there and, you know, they do their bash, they air out whoever their opponent is. And for it's really petty and childish to me because they never really stick to the facts. They just say, oh, don't vote for Mitt Romney because he's evil for this. Don't vote for Obama because he's evil for that. They don't really, you know what I'm saying, focus on their own issue and how they're going to improve it. So, I mean, honestly, with me, though, with the, you know, I can go ahead and say it. I would vote for Obama if I could vote. I can vote for other purposes, but I'll vote for Obama for one because he came in, he did the best job that he could as a president. You know, when you come in as president, it's not all, you know, Trump is president, you make all decisions. There's never going to be a perfect president. But I feel like Obama came in and, you know, he lifted the morale of the people, which is us. You know, he lifted our spirits, which we need sometimes. When you can't give somebody money, you just want to have at least some hope. And that's pretty much what he gave us. He gave us all hope. He gives us all hope. He does what he can when he can. He doesn't make all the decisions. He can only make the decisions that he can, you know, sign off on. He's killed all the terrorists, are to be killed. He came and gave us free money, which everybody doesn't want to remember and think about where they can go when they gave us that stimulus package. People went and spent it out on fronts and grills and rims and flat screen TVs and Xbox 360s. And they wonder why they broke again. Now, you know what I'm saying, a struggle. But, you know, he gave us all free money. He gave us all free will. And we all went out and did what we wanted. You know, he's improved on what he can improve on. You know, there's only so much you can do as president. And people don't understand, once you are president, there's stuff that you don't know about until you get to be president. Because, like, you can get trying to be elected, but you don't really know what's going on and, you know, with the foreign exchanges and things of that nature until you're actually president. So, you know, so I think for him to have the morale he has with other countries where they welcome him as opposed to all the other presidents where they pretty much hated all of our presidents as opposed to Bill Clinton and JFK, you know, he's doing his own thing. You know, he has them not wanting to jump down our necks. He, you know, he's doing what a president's supposed to do. He's a leader, and he's doing just that. He's doing just fine. I feel like if you come put somebody else in the presidency, it's pretty much going to be starting all over, like starting a new job. And, you know, he's just going to have to build a rapport with other countries. And right now where we're at, any change in command could shift whatever momentum was going. So, you know, Obama doesn't have a president. He's done everything he could. And, you know, vote for Obama. You know, he's a real good president. Like I said, I feel like he boosts our morale. I feel like he tries to do what he can do. Nobody can be perfect. I know if I wanted to be president, I couldn't please everybody. Nobody can please everybody. So kind of like as a CEO and me seeing other people's problems and how it goes and being able to see it from both sides of the fence, then I could, like I said, Obama should definitely be the candidate that everybody votes for, and my vote, you know. Don't shoot me a bit.
That's great.
So, yeah.
Now, what can we expect from you coming up?
From me coming up, a little bit of everything. Like I said, we got tomorrow here on 757, we got Voodoo Lounge. I'll be on the microphone hosting down at the oceanfront. We have the Restoration of Fashion Project, where a lot of models are very interested in this. We're building their portfolio, giving them, it's pretty much what we're coming, we're giving them a portfolio, giving them model etiquette on how to take their modeling career and not just get likes on Facebook with it, but actually take it towards a career and get paid with it. You know what I'm saying? We're giving them a photo shoot. We're giving them runway etiquette. We're giving them online etiquette because there's a certain way to even conduct yourself online. If you're trying to, you know, be a model, you can't really be a sap all day every day or F this and be that. And then, you know, somebody tries to book you for something and it's like on your social networks, it's all filthy and you're always sad and stuff like that. So, you know,
Teaching
etiquette on things like that and, you know, saying, giving them a photo shoot. They would need it. Not a full photo shoot, it's just a headshot, a mid-section, you know, a headshot, full body shot, and anything they would need to enhance the portfolio. And I'm saying this, just giving them a kickstart, and that's leading to a fashion show, one of the biggest fashion shows we're going to have here in the 757 area. Like I said, it's really a project. It's not just, you know, a one-time thing where, you know, we're bringing the fashion industry back to, you know what I'm saying, the 757 Virginia area. And, you know, right now, people are picking up in other cities, too, so it's not just going to be a local thing. But then we got the DNC weekend in Charlotte with you, Ms. Nikki Rich, down at Dream Gentlemen's Club, where, like I said, that's a strip club. We're going to come down there on the Democratic National Convention and get real political, president's cheeks on the poll. We got some surprise DJs that will be there. Wink, 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 wink. And that's going to be awesome. That's September 7th. And then we have a surprise event in Raleigh with the D4L artists on the 31st that we haven't announced yet, but I said the 31st of August. Like, it's just a little bit of everything, you know. We're never stopping. We're always doing it. I'm saying, like, once again, shout-outs to Exotica. Shout-outs to L.A., the Olympian. I'll stick with the ENT as you had on the show. Just shout-out to everybody who's, you know, doing what they're doing.
Now, do you have any links that you would like to share with anybody out there right now?
You said any links?
Any websites, any links, web links?
Oh, yeah, I'm saying my link, of course, I'm Jafari, at Jafari757. We got the Facebook like page. It's Sick With The ENT. It's SickWitT. ENT, that's a like page, and then Sick With It Entertainment, SickWitTed, and then entertainment spelled out, like humans spell it, you know, and that's the like and Facebook page. So we got a website coming, like they just follow me and then keep up with everything, you know, everything we have coming up and, you know, things of that nature.
Well, we thank you for being our guest.
Thank you for having me, Nick Rich.
Yes, and we got a chance to find out who Jafari is and all the projects that you're working on, and you can't get no better than that.
I got a promo video coming out with Made 7 Productions. We just made a call on that today, but it's pretty much more life going to be dropping in the beginning of October, where it's pretty much going to be everything I just said, which is everything I just said, still not everything, but it's going to be everything in a nutshell. A nice little promo video, more like on getting on Worldstar, anywhere else you can reach it out to, where, you know, saying they'll see all the talents and everything, because we're the only entertainment company you can come to and have a full package of entertainment. We have everything you need. You know, saying we have a regular party, we have exotic dancers, we have like I said, we do community events, we do like I said, we do the drumming, we do hosting, like I said, we have Olympians, we have exotic. I mean, we have reality stars and actors. It's like a full fledged entertainment company where. So we have massage therapists, like just a little bit of everything. Anything entertainment wise, anything you consider fun, we can get you it, or we can get you it for the lowest price possible. Like I said, we just like to entertain, because like I said, right now in a time of struggle in America, you know, sometimes people just need a smile. You know what I'm saying? You can't really give them the dollar amount that they need, but if you could just lift people's spirit, you know, make sure they are entertained, it really does do a lot for the soul, you know. That's pretty much
well,
all about me. I'm
you.
All about uplifting people. It's uplifting the whole entire, you know, universe and things. Where, you know, we can't really fix all your problems, but we can take your mind off it for at least a little bit, you know.
Most definitely. Well, we thank you again, Jafari of Sick With It Entertainment, for stopping through to the Nicki Rich Show tonight.
Thank you for having me, like I said, once again, like I said. So we'll be seeing each other soon here in Virginia and then down in Raleigh and down in Charlotte again. And, you know, we'll have more to talk about next time.
Most definitely. We're going to have a follow-up interview with you, and we will continue to support your movement and everything you got going on. And we thank you again. And we always end by saying we wish you all the best. Much love and success. And we end by saying God bless.
God bless.
All right, everybody. You were just listening to Sick With It Entertainment, Jafari. Right now, we're going to take it all the way to NC. We have that assassin featuring Polo Jones. We are moving.
Carolina boys, yeah, turn up, it's off and go,
can't do that,
rookie of the year,
can't do that,
rambling in the flat,
can't do that,
Carolina boys. Turn up, the show
show them that I still got it. Quarterbacking for my team, I never left the pocket. Quarterback option, oh yeah, it sure is. If Shockey open, I'ma hit him right in his rib. If Shawty rush me, then we both will make it. Yeah, I play to win, I pity the fool. Towel on my head, if we win or we lose. Vic still my boy, but watch Cam move. It's fourth and goal.
Cam Newton,
rookie of the year.
Cam Newton,
scrambling in the flat.
Cam Newton,
Carolina boy.
Cam Newton,
number one on my chest.
Cam Newton,
you thought you had a sack.
Cam Newton,
Carolina boy.
Cam
Superman status, catch a boy, flying butter planes, ducking on these lanes like I was a boy, King James, TNT in his hood, rallying out, just doing my thing, no A-screen, no flat screen, I'm out here just living, man, Carolina, my city, everybody trying to get it, catch me at the solo dolin', rocking all my Yankee fitted, rubber band bank, strapped under my little mistress, if you think you got it, boy, you ain't out here trying to live it, Carolina. A blue city, everybody trying to dip it. Everybody trying to get it, baby girl, you think you with it. If you ain't seen it in that damn boy, trying to bid it. If you think you got that money, I sit out, I just did it.
It's fourth and goal.
Cam Newton,
rookie of the year.
Cam Newton,
scrambling in the flat.
Cam Newton,
Carolina boy.
Can't
you thought you had a set.
Can't do it.
Carolina boy.
From Wilmington to Queen City, touchdown Super Bowl, so rock boys like P. Diddy. It's the Bank of America. How could you ever think that you could compare to us? Halloween, fight night, away teams are scared of us, cause we make they cheerleaders go and get naked rough with a step ladder, cause you still couldn't step it up. Touchdown, missed tackle, just like Hammer, bruh. I am no competitor, you know what I'm reppin', bruh. North Cadillac, boy, put it on the map, cause 910 to the 704. Man, we rep for all of our area codes. Turn up, yeah.
It's fourth and goal.
Cam Newton,
rookie of the year.
Cam Newton,
scrambling in the flat.
Cam Newton,
Carolina boy.
Cam Newton,
number one on my chest.
Cam Newton,
you thought you had a set.
Cam Newton,
Carolina boy.
Cam Newton.
The hottest radio station on the planet. Right now, we're going to get into Mac Joke of Watcha Do It.
Now watch her do it, watch her do it, cause she do it like a pro. Now watch her do it, watch her do it, watch her do it, watch her do it. Now watch her do it, watch her do it, cause she do it like a pro. Down on her hands and knees like a top-notch hoe. Allow me to introduce the biggest Mac in the A. If you don't know by now, it's Joker, a.k.a. Mac J. Now everybody know that I'm the man. Hit the club with a grand, post it in the VIP just to see her do her dance. Rich, rock with it, be your knees and drop with it, do it real fast, slow it up and watch her stop with it. Throw your mama, do your thing, watch I make it rain. I got stacks on
on deck. So I'm screaming, money ain't a thing. I'm going on that back. I bet I break your bitch back. I'ma pass it to my feet and make you take your bitch back. If I want it, I can have it. Beat it up, that's automatic. What you do it with no hands, you think that she be working mad. Now watch her do it, cause she do it like a pro. Now watch her do it, watch her do it, watch her do it, watch her do it. Now watch her do it, cause she do it like a pro. Down on her hands and knees like a top notch hoe. Now watch her do it, watch her do it, cause she do it like a pro. Now watch her do it, watch her do it, watch her do it, watch her do it. Now watch her do it, watch her do it, cause she do it like a pro. Down on her hands and knees like a top notch hoe. I'm rolling up the perch, watching lil' mama work. The way that ass in my face, got a Mac ready to squirt. She a flirt, just watch her twerk, with no panties under her skirt. And she always on her knees, cause her knees carry dirt. Now drop it down to the floor, bounce around on your toes. She got a nigga on M.O. the way she coming down the pole. She stop dropping C's and take a glance back at me. Then she back on her knees, doing her dance to the beat. She blowing bubbles with her bubble gum. I know she wanna give me some. Giving me that eye while she make a motion with her tongue. Don't stop, get it, ho, she dance so original. Once I get that ass, I know tonight it's going digital. Now watch her do it, cause she do it like a pro. Now watch her do it, watch her do it, watch her do it, watch her do it. Now watch her do it, cause she do it like a pro. Down on her hands and knees like a top notch hoe. Now watch her do it, cause she do it like a pro. Now watch her do it, watch her do it, watch her do it, watch her do it. Now watch her do it, cause she do it like a pro. Down on her hands and knees like a top-notch hoe. Hold up, wait a minute, let me see you matrix with it. When you dance for me, I love it when you make them faces with it. Feel your knees and rock your hips, bust it open off the rip. Let me see you get low like you wanna flip. She out of control with it, she to the flow with it. She do it with no hands, then she snap a pose with it. Yeah, she so official with it. Yeah, she can, yeah, she can. Make a nigga come right out the pocket, spend at least a grand. Every nigga in the club got they eye trying to peep her. I'ma put her on the team and tell them niggas find us key. Now watch her do it, cause she do it like a pro. Now watch her do it, watch her do it, watch her do it, watch her do it. Now watch her do it, cause she do it like a pro. Down on her hands and knees like a top notch hoe. Now watch her do it, cause she
only 33, firstborn passed, secondborn spread the love, and her son looked just like her. Same smile, 10 years, I ain't talked to her, still see her face in yearbooks. Ran into her on Facebook, I'm in Charlotte. She told me she was in with Cecilia. She was bad back in the day, I'm trying to tell ya. Small talk, nothing major. Saw a picture from my son, and she said, good lord, that boy looked just like you. Couple of events she invited me to, I had to decline. Between family and music, I don't got the time. Your last post, after we forced game, smiley face. But I had a different face on the 28th. Kareem called and told me some news I didn't want to hear. Chantel was in a car accident, and she ain't here. The whole room's felt weird. God, come on. How you want to take that girl like that? She had a seatbelt on, and I shouldn't ask the Lord questions. I had to understand that God took one of his angels. So this verse is for you, Miss Sergeant. I would never forget you. I still got our memories in my head, boo. I value my life days. I wake up to see my son smile, and I say, this could be taken from me in a second. Thank you for everything that I possess. And problems come, problems go. Everybody knows one day we got to go. And I say, this could be taken from me in a second. Thank you for everything that I possess.
I had a bad day, but I got some other news. My girl's telling me that she ain't feeling right. She said she's getting too much rest. So we jumped in the car to the dollar store to get a pregnancy test. The girl, I'm hoping maybe that would get me more motivated to go for this paper, stand on stage and say it. So the news spread day four. My first child, I was nervous, but this time I'm feeling special. Glad that she picked me, having dreams of my second child's fame. We picking baby names, proud son calling his dad to tell him the good news. Taking on more responsibility, congratulations from everybody. I felt alive on day five, my son's excited. Got another test, same result. Now I'm right back, nervous like when my firstborn was coming. And I'ma do what I did then, keep that money coming. I value my life days. Remember when your firstborn came on this earth? The whole crew was happy as hell because of Alize's birth. We had 7. Plus, nobody's miserable. We jumped in the car to the hospital. Oh, man, I've been best friends for years, turned to strangers. Kinda painful. Maybe it was me. I didn't understand your anger. You know damn well I don't back down. We Sagittarius. Whatever. I'm just trying to patch things up. We can go to the bar, talk. Or we can keep it the same. Don't. But the problems never got solved. Don't forget my. It's hard. You had parents in your life. I didn't. I'm just trying to be a man, not paying for it. So this verse is for you, Tommy. I ain't mad at you. But I got a family now. And that I value.
My life day. I wake up to see my son smile. It's good to take it from me in a second. Everything that I've been testing, and problems come, problems go. Everybody knows one day we got to go. And I said, it could be taken from me in a second. Thank you for everything that I've been testing. My life days, I wake up to see my son smile. It could be taken from me in a second. Thank you for everything that I've been testing. Problems go, problems go. Everybody knows one day we got to go. This could be taken from me in a second. Thank you for everything that I possess.
Petty gang of piss up coming through your speaker. You know I drank the diesel and bitch I spit the heater. Anybody hell no, I ain't a sleeper. I grind like the bitches, water whipping in a beaker. I grind like the niggas, water whipping in a beaker. Just ask anybody hell no, I ain't a sleeper.
I grind like the niggas, water whipping in a beaker.
Steady gang of pisser, like a referee. I earn my stripes in these streets, I used to test the G. I used to get the police hell whenever they tried arresting me. Remember when these bitches act like they wanted to molest the G. See a nigga go to acting all aggressively. Get a little money, then they go faking pregnancy. Doing all kinds of shit with no discrepancy. Trying to get someone's attention. Somebody wants to help me, please. But I don't bought a bullshit, you know a nigga grind. You give me a minute, promise you gon' see my figures climb. The way I rock the nation, it might just be a jigger sign. The way I rock the nation, it might just be a jigger sign. But hold up, you know it feel real good. Let me do it one time for my hood. South Good in Conroe, Texas. Rap game stupid, my flow so reckless. Petty gang of piss up coming through your speaker. You know I drank the diesel and bitch I spit the heater. Ask anybody hell no, I ain't a sleeper. I grind like the bitches, water whipping in a beaker. I grind like the niggas, water whipping in a beaker. Just ask anybody hell no, I ain't a sleeper.
I grind like the niggas, water whipping in a beaker.
I grind like the in the kitchen with a beaker, or a pirate over the stove ready to heat it up. I'm money made within the track, yeah, I beat it up. Rap game lines on business selling, I'ma eat it up. Mashing the gas on you niggas and only speeding up. We got the whole world starting to believe in us. I'm trying to make it to where this music shit is feeding us. We win even when we lose, so ain't no defeating us. So on against us, it's straight pointless. As for my fans, there will be no disappointment. Chairman of the board, I've been appointed. God bless me with a gift, I've been anointed. But hold up, you know it feel real good. Let me do it one time for my hood. South Good in Conroe, Texas. Rap game stupid, my flow so reckless. Petty gang of piss up, coming through your speaker. You know I drank the diesel and bitch, I spit that ether. Ask anybody hell, no, I ain't a sleeper. I grind like the bitches, water whipping in a beaker. I grind like them niggas, water whipping in a beaker. Just ask anybody, hell no, I ain't a sleeper.
I grind like them niggas, water whipping in a beaker.
Alright, you rockin' with the hottest radio station on the planet. Roscoe said it's greedy, I grind. I wanna give a big shout out to ETV. Congratulations on your win today, 106 and Park, getting it in. Shout out to everybody listening in to the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nicki Rich Show. Y'all know we get it in.
Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right now we're going to go to Trees Chick Gang. Check it out here on the Nicki Rich Show. NickiRichShow.com.
D-O-D-S, well, I'm stressed, boy. But not enough pimping. Know that. Too hot, I ain't coming down. Don't see my dogs in the house, welcome to the pound. Chicken on hoes just to make a sound. When I was taught to keep it 10 toes to the ground, you can't turn off to a housewife. Dreaming in the game, this is real life. Cash first, this last where I come from. Better know a woman smart, but she play dumb. And everything she do for attention. Only you a pimp, so you ask her permission. See, I tell her, bro, get in your position. And when she earn a dollar, she be giving me commission.
Check gang.
Check gang. And I ain't even pimping, but she recognize a guy. Homie, this is how I'm living.
Double tray.
Keep her hair and nails done like a goddess. Yeah. Tell a lie,
but a woman keep her honest. Double tray.
Got her nails done.
Check.
Got her hair fixed.
Check.
She a spin song.
Check.
Just to make a flip.
Check.
You can't turn off
what?
To a housewife.
No.
But long as the game tight, she gon' act
check.
Right.
Gang.
Got her nails done.
Check.
Got her hair fixed.
Check.
She a spin song.
Check.
Just to make a flip.
Check.
You can't turn off to a housewife. No, but long as the game tight, she gon' act right.
Gang.
Keep it true to the game, it's a cold world.
If it ain't got a ring on it, that ain't your girl.
Know that. And she know what she can get away with. And sometimes you gotta check her, cause you know she like that rough shit. You buy cake, get it grilled. If you ain't down the ride, see her go and get the permit. That's word to my homies in the bay. She rolled on my and I took it to the bank. Nice frame, cute feet, all natural. Mine ain't too sweet and break though. I could tell honey down by the combo. Grind up a daily struggle with the motto. She know you a simp son, very sideshow. But she a down there, shit, not a sideshow. Thick thighs, nice eyes, keep it all tight. Playing squares to the left, honey, all right. Got a nail done, got a hair fix.
Yeah,
a spin song, just to make a flip. You can't turn off to a housewife. No, but long as the game tight, she gon' act right. Got a nail done, got a hair fix.
Yeah,
a spin song, just to make a flip. You can't turn off to a housewife. No, but long as the game tight, she gon' act right. Problem is, you tryna get a girl to change. But she's wearing rap, throwing salt on the game.
Hit a mic,
and she know you a lame, you don't get none.
No,
homie, hear what I'm saying, you a big dumb.
Yep.
See the game being sold, not told. Learn that from Tupac and show a dog in the Navo. So I'm seeing that the honey got a mouthpiece. Know the pimp and pay the rent if she sign a lease.
Swag.
Gotta keep it top notch when we stepping out.
So me pull her hair from the back, then I let it bounce.
Bam. Good girls are the ones who don't get caught. Cause she all about a dollar, but can't be bought. Hush, real niggas come around, she gon' let it flaw. Freaky lady call a nigga, she say you the boss.
Don't
pay attention to them suckers, cause they all hype.
Yeah.
I see you switching, baby girl, so it's on tonight.
Go.
Got a nail done,
check.
Got a hair fix.
Check.
Yeah, spin song,
check.
Just to make a flip.
Check.
You can't turn off to a housewife.
No.
But long as the game tight, she gon' act
check.
Right.
Gang.
Got a nail done,
check.
Got a hair fix.
Check.
Yeah, spin song,
check.
Just to make a flip.
Check.
You can't turn off to a housewife.
No.
But long as the game tight, she gon' act
check.
Right.
Gang.
Remember, the first rule of brainstorming is to openly mock the opinions of others.
Pretty showers, pouring on my window pane. My residence evil, yeah, need rain. Hurricane in the sack, that's a fair warning. But none set in stone, we just brainstorming. With a perfect storm, just brainstorming. None in stone, we just brainstorming. With a perfect storm, just brainstorming. None in stone, we just brainstorming.
Oh yes, this chick look, it smell fresh. Try to see what that feel like, she's saying it's the best. Surely she ain't that spill type, but love making the mess.
Come on.
In my mind like it feel right, she's scratching up my chest. But just a thought in mind,
yeah.
I'm just brainstorming.
Yeah.
Grab her waist and hit it, tell her that she paying for it. I got her tongue tied, doing backflips. Run, shiver me style, yeah, I'm on my acting. Get on that mattress quick, money gon' do a thing. After it's over, she screaming when we go, creep again. Tell her we gon' meet up, leave them panties at home. And keep it on the hush, baby, cause nothing's set in stone.
Pretty showers, pouring on my window pane. My residence evil, yeah, need rain. Hurricane in the sack, that's a fair warning. Nothing's set in stone, we just brainstorming. With a perfect song,
perfect song.
Brainstorming.
Brainstorming.
None is stone.
None is stone.
Brainstorming.
T-Max back. Brainstorm, the brainstorm guy. I spit the game too fly. She love the games I try. She told me when she seen me on the tube, she damn near cried. I told her we was warming up, we barely damn near tried. Don't forget it was live. You see the look in my eyes? Behind the shades, a killer look. Maybe a crook in disguise, but I ain't neither one of those. See, it just be coming on stages. Why act like wild bears in these cages? But I think I'm just releasing my rages. I don't know, maybe it's just my brain so outrageous. I just gotta show you know I wish you well. Well, I hope this don't offend you, but in one day they made me the visual for Virginia. What's up?
Pretty shouts pulling on my window pane. My residence evil. Yeah, need rain. Hurricane in the sack. That's a fair warning. None set in stone. We just brainstorming. What a perfect song.
Perfect song.
Brainstorming. None in stone.
None in stone.
Brainstorming. What a perfect song.
Perfect song.
Brainstorming.
None
in stone. We just brainstorming.
It's fresh. It's fresh. It's fresh.
The perfect storm, yeah, she coming down. Nothing set in stone, so you know when I'm around. We brainstorming, yeah, we get it in. She coming down so hard, she going tell all her friends. We brainstorming too, that's that quiet storm. They keep it on the low, cause they know when I perform. The forecast call for flash floods there. Next thing I know, it's water everywhere. Like a Johnny Pump, when she back it up and dump. Couple rounds with her, leave it looking straight. Slump. We don't do the titles, we just keep it G with us. And every time we brainstorm, she coming down hard.
Pretty shouts, pouring on my window pane. My residence evil, yeah, need brain. Hurricane in the sack, that's a fair warning. None set in stone, we just brainstorming. What a perfect song, brainstorming. None in stone, just brainstorming. What a perfect song, brainstorming. None in stone.
Fourth quarter, Kobe,
Spares Town. Lord, please have mercy on me. I know it's good, but this angel's rain is kissing Hershey on me. And she know I'm about that money, shy like dirt and homie. Savage, sick appetite, I hope she hungry. Layers of caramel slowly winding down her frame. Sweetest aromas got me going insane. Purple clouds, purple lightning, and purple rain. The storm's brewing, and she just wanna rack my brain. Creeping down my yellow brick road, give me brains like the Wizard of Oz. Got her legs folding up like origami. Climax, then she gone like past a tsunami.
What she used to, let's do what she new to. Let's play our part without our heart. In the pride.
Radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show. That was ETP, two-time 106 and Park winners, Perfect Storm, getting it in, y'all. I hope you checked them out tonight. They was on 106 and Park, and they won. Right now, we're going to get to none other than the hot artist, y'all. Though we only bring in the best. It's G6, Something About Her, featuring Pleasure P.
Yeah.
Swag.
It's something about her face. It's something about her swag.
Yeah.
It's something about her tats. It's something about her.
Something about her. Always trying to impress me, always dressing
Yeah.
the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show. We live Throwdown Thursdays, getting it in, winding things down here tonight. Thank you to all the guest callers, all of the guests, everybody that tuned in. You can listen Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you guys so much for all your support. And, you know, before we leave, we want to let you know that we are here. You want to be a part of us. All you have to do is email us, thenickyrichshow@gmail.com. We're going to end tonight with a special treat. We have the Cypher 619. Know what I mean? You're rocking with Nikki Rich.
I'm from SD 619.
Nah, I mean.
Round the corner from the border where cartels get the cream. And the only rad colors here are blue, red, and green. Yeah, they call it paradise, but paradise ain't what it seems. I'm from SD 619. I'm from SD 619. Bars filled with feelings, cause I write what I live. Confess my sins in these rhymes and repent for what I did. Can't have my debt to death collected by my kids, so I'm living my life like it is what it is. As a man, I understand I should've followed God's plan. I was turned out when Alvin put that nine in my hand. Eyes filled with envy, seeing enemies with grams. I was 14 when I pulled my first lick. Now I look back and say it wasn't worth it, cause that robbery really bothered me. I knew it wasn't right. Played it cool, but really did. I wouldn't make it through the night. When you live by the gun, you gon' die by the gun. Half the team fighting charges, other half on the run. I was known in my slums as more years and times passed. I was chilling with my villains in them buildings, making millions, packing crack inside that ceiling when I see my first blast.
I'm from SD 619.
Now I mean,
round the corner from the border where cartels get the cream. And the only rad colors here are blue, red, and green. Yeah, they call it paradise, but paradise ain't what it seems.
I'm from SD 619.
Know what I mean?
Round the corner from the border where cartels get the cream. And the only rad colors here are blue, red, and green. Yeah, they call it paradise, but paradise ain't what it seems. Ain't nothing paradise about them paradise hills. Disrespect the majors and the majors get you killed. Where there's a will, there's a way. You in the way, make a will. On the coldest winter day, you couldn't make these niggas chill. City been at war since I could barely fucking crawl. Still remember hearing shots in my Thundercat draw. Mommy tried to keep me out the belly of the beast. By the time I was 8, I was already 8. Reppin' South 37th up the street from Pearly Gates. Wrong colors, wrong time, have a blind date with fate. Blood and crypts to make you drip like greens through a paper plate. This the city that I'm from, I was born and raised here. 47 T Street, Kennedy Daycare. If I die somewhere else, I'ma lay my grave here. Bury me under Qualcomm when the Chargers Raiders play. In the Padre fitted cap with the colors blue and gray.
I'm from SD 619,
know what I mean?
Round the corner from the border where cartels get the cream. And the only rad colors here are blue, red, and green. Yeah, they call it paradise, but paradise ain't what it seems.
I'm from SD 619,
know what I mean?
I'm from SD 619.